Interior Secretary Ken Salazar wants to extend the ban for another 20 years. That's bad news for mining companies like Vein Minerals, which have enjoyed elevated uranium prices for almost a decade. Chris Hefton is Vein's chief operating officer.
The uranium deposits that have been found in northern Arizona are among the highest grade deposits that have been found and mined anywhere in the U.S.
Minerals experts estimate there's enough uranium on land surrounding Grand Canyon National Park to replace more than 13 billion barrels of imported crude oil with nuclear power. Republican lawmakers have sponsored legislation that would allow mining to continue. Mining companies insist their process is safe, but park officials worry about impacts on tourism. Martha Hahn is with the National Park. She says about 4.5 million people visit the Grand Canyon each year.
Just the whole perception of potential contamination could deter them from coming to the park.
At the park, visitors can already see a plume and drill rig from one uranium mine that was grandfathered in before the temporary ban. In Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales.